Okay, Sheikh, I would like to go quickly over some of the standing questions from last time. Nubia had another question about raising the hands with every time we go down or come up during the prayer, when we bow and we come back from bowing, or sometimes during the sujood when we stand, sit back from the sujood.
Well, raising the hands in the salah is mandatory in one position, which is along with the beginning takbir. Allahu Akbar. Parallel to your ears, and there is another position, Allahu Akbar, parallel to your shoulders. This takbir, while raising the hands, is mandatory, takbir al-ihram. Then it is the sunnah in three other positions in salah. One, while going for ruku', Allahu Akbar, then bowing. Then sami'a Allahu liman hamida, along with raising the hands while rising up. This is the second position of the four positions. And the third position of the sunan, raising the hands, is if you're praying more than two rak'ahs prayer, such as Maghrib, three rak'ahs, or Isha, Asr, Dhuhr. What to do? After the middle tashahud, while you're going up once again, you raise your hands. Allahu Akbar. So the very first time is mandatory, which is along with Takbirul Ihram. And the next three times are sunan. And that practice was narrated by almost 15 companions of the Prophet ﷺ have seen him while raising the hands, while going for ruku', raising up from ruku', and while going up to the third rak'ah. I understand that Imam Abu Hanifa relied on a hadith which is narrated by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, when he says that, I'm going to pray to you exactly like the prayer of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. And he did not demonstrate raising the hands. So he says there is no raising the hands. Fine. But when I have another narration which is agreed upon by 15 other companions who have seen the Prophet ﷺ raising the hands in the three positions I mentioned, going for ruku', rising up from ruku', and going to the third rak'ah. What does it indicate? It indicates that it's very, very possible that the companion who presented the salah without raising the hands might have forgotten, might not have seen it. But versus 15 other companions, so the proper way is to raise the hands in those positions. And that doesn't include every move in the salah, only in the following movements, once again. In the very beginning, takbir, that's a must. Then, going for ruku', that's a sunnah. Rising up from ruku' and going to the third rak'ah. Wallahu a'lam.
Sheikh, some scholars reported some hadiths where the Prophet ﷺ raised his hands sometimes, rarely actually, between the two sajdas. Some before going to the second sajda, he makes one sujood, one prostration, then before going to the other one.
What I like to emphasize on what the ulama have agreed upon, that gives an assurance to the viewers, so that if they see somebody doing so, actually the vast majority of Muslims will be doing so, you do not think that's something strange, because otherwise people would think this is extra in the salah.